You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning to you, Jason. How's everything?
I'm doing well. Hope everybody's well there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Staying warm, ready for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Before we get to the game proper and all of that, Kevin Colbert, that news coming out that this could be it for Kevin Colbert at about draft time or so. And I ask you these kind of questions all the time. We have somebody national, especially you. We get caught in a silo and see things just through Pittsburgh eyes. Is the view of Kevin Colbert the same it is nationally as it is locally? Insanely great guy, really nice guy, who has done a very good job as Steelers GM. Is that your view the same as ours?
Yeah, it is. I would say, in terms of the report, I mean, he's been going year to year for 3 or 4 years mm-hmm. now, and he has not said anything to people in that organization all the way up through ownership that, hey, this is it. So if he's not confiding in them, I'm not sure who he's confiding in. And that's not to say that he won't decide after the draft that it is it, but I would say that report is premature at best. Kevin Colbert is, I think, anything you could look for or want or desire in a general manager. I think he embodies all of it. He is the ultimate team player. He is most happy when other people are getting credit for work that he did, which, I mean, is pretty remarkable. And in any capacity, in any sort of leadership situation, let alone one as high profile as this, where get out of that silo you talked about for a minute and just look at what's happening in Chicago again, right, and what's happening in Miami again. And, you know, look at how ugly this Mike Zimmer thing ended, where he was refusing to play the quarterback they drafted a year ago in a meaningless game because, you know, I'll show you. It's so easy for ego and hubris and personality to bring things down. And so you've got that factor, plus the Hall of Fame resume that he's put together and being part of coaching searches and building a roster that's going on 20 years without having a losing season. I mean, come on. It's pretty phenomenal. And you don't hear as much about him nationally because, unlike a lot of guys in this business, he's not seeking the spotlight in any way, shape, or form. But he is all class, and he has so much to do with this sort of impeccable heights that this franchise has remained at for so long. And he's absolutely a Hall of Famer.
Jason, does the quarterback situation, if he doesn't end up moving on after the draft or shortly thereafter, is it the quarterback situation and wanting to make sure that's buttoned up before he retires, what's keeping him from doing it? What would keep him from deciding to hang it up? Just wants to continue working?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's more how he feels about, you know, for him, the draft is so central to everything he does. And in this business, a lot of front office contracts expire after the draft anyway because, you know, that's sort of the ending of their calendar year. I think it's just going to be what it's been the last few years. What do I think? What does my family think? You know, how quickly do I think I might get bored if I really do just go down to the Carolinas, you know what I mean, and I'm going to fish and hang out and enjoy the beach and all that? Am I absolutely positively sure? I'm sure the quarterback would have something to do with it, but, like, if they draft a quarterback 3 days after the draft, what do you know about him? You know what I mean? Other than it's such a crapshoot. There's mm-hmm. so much that goes into it, the developmental side and what's the kid's makeup and you know, how does he fit in? And you're not gonna know. Like, there's no way you're gonna be able to put your head, you know, down on your pillow after the third day of the draft and know absolutely positively one way or the other if this kid I just took in the first round or second round or whatever is going to be a 10-year starter for this organization. So I would imagine the process for him is the same as it's been the last few years, although obviously this will be a situation where you're trying to find Ben's replacement. But I just don't know that you're going to absolutely know on May 1st whether you hit a home run or not.
Well, Jason, of course, the Steelers season's not over yet, although it looks like the chances are pretty good that it will be over a week from now. But what kind of chances, from your perspective, looking from the outside in, what kind of chances you give the Steelers?
It's not over till it's over. I mean, this whole thing's been so improbable that I you look at it logically, right, and you look at what happened when they played before, and you look at sort of the strengths and weaknesses of the organizations, and their rosters and what they have going for them. And you would say, okay, it looks like a steep hill to climb, but like they had no right getting back in that game in Minnesota. You know what I mean? Like they looked like they were sputtering and sort of left for dead at halftime of a bunch of these games recently. And they've come back to win most of them, which was required to get in this thing in the first place. And then the assists from the Jags. I mean, I don't know, guys. It just keeps happening, right? They just keep doing enough to stay alive. I think it would take a Herculean effort from a number of players. And look, if you fall behind against those guys, I think we know the limitations of their passing game right now in terms of picking up yards and points in bunches. That's not really how they're constructed right now. And Najee Harris getting banged up last week certainly does them no favors. But they just find a way to do things. And if this is a ball game, if they do find a way to hang around for three quarters, I mean, everybody's going to be thinking the same thing, right? Like, the last thing you want is Ben Roethlisberger, even at this stage of his career, in a game that truly matters with the ball in his hands in the fourth quarter with a chance to end your season.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz. Plumbing now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions. Family Jason Luck and four Odyssey Sports NFL insider joining us here. Matt Canada is a very interesting situation here in Pittsburgh. Does it behoove the Pittsburgh Steelers to keep him around one more year when there's a new quarterback and infuse everything he wants to do? Or do they say, well, we've seen enough from you, and here's the door, you got to go, and let's bring in someone new with a different quarterback?
No, I think you can certainly make the case that organizationally, if we're going to have a quarterback whose athletic abilities are drastically different than what the situation was with Ben, then, maybe it makes sense to give him an opportunity to work with that sort of athlete and see what that looks like and see, if maybe what in his master plan a Matt Canada offense could look like would best evolve over time with a young quarterback who could get involved in option football, who could move the pocket around, who could be less of sort of a solitary sort of a mobile target, who might be able to activate more things in the intermediate and deep passing game. I think you could, I think there's a case to be made for that.
Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey Sports NFL insider with us here on the Fam Morning Show. We've been kicking it around this morning just a little bit, Jason. Is this the best job of Mike Tomlin's coaching career through 15 years to this point to get this team into the playoffs?
It's got to be up there. I mean, the thing about Mike Tomlin is, what's the worst year? You know what I mean? You can make the case for a lot of years being the best years. And I know that there's people there who, get a little, sort of just long for change just because it's human nature. But what he's done is completely, it's off the charts. It's phenomenal. You're not going to win the Super Bowl every year. But when you damn near have a chance to play one-and-done games, for the right to at least stick around the Super Bowl dance year after year after year in a league that is this designed for parity, it is special. And, they went through a lot of adversity again this year. There were numerous times where you'd say, okay, that's probably, there's not a road to the postseason, and they get there. I mean, you never had a losing season. Yeah, I'd have to really think about it, best, start ranking his seasons. But he's a hell of a head coach who did tremendous work again this year.
T.J. Watt, Defensive Player of the Year?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's in top three for the MVP overall in the league for me. I really do. I mean, I have a hard time you know, people talking about Cooper Kupp and stuff. Not taking nothing away from what he's done, but for me, it's Watt and the two quarterbacks, you know, Brady and Rodgers. That's my top three. He's absolutely positively defensive player of the year.
Last thing before we let you go, because we won't be inundated by them, but we will see the stories in the run-up to this game this week about Melvin Ingram. From the people that you've talked to, was he told he'd be given a different role? Did he not like his role because he couldn't beat out Highsmith? Like, this just seemed like James Harrison all over again. Like,
yeah, it was just not a great fit, and they were preferring other guys to him, and they felt like keeping him, you know, on a pitch count. And being judicious with how they used him made sense as he continued to transition to them and at this stage of the career of his career. And then, you know, he made it pretty clear that he wasn't happy with that, and they felt like the juice wasn't worth the squeeze keeping him around in the role that he was in. So it's addition by subtraction. It's worked out for both teams, undoubtedly. I think he may have a little more freedom and a little less asked of him in Kansas City. And you know what? It might have been the same thing here, you know, had Stephon Tuitt played, you know, and had they not been searching for moving Cam Hayward around and searching for people to anchor for them on the inside at a time when, you know, Ingram was still on their roster and trying to get it going on the outside. But it's the way it goes. I mean, Yannick Ngakoue couldn't breathe on a quarterback last year in Baltimore, right? And he leaves. And he's top 10 in pressures, and he's helping the Raiders get to the playoffs. And Matt Judon never had more than, what, I think 8 sacks with Baltimore? And he was on a sack-a-game pace at one point, you know, and he's a potential defensive player of the year candidate. So, I mean, sometimes that stuff happens when guys move on.
Absolutely. Jason, we appreciate it. As always, enjoy the weekend, man.
You guys have a good one. Thank you.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Jason. Bye.
That was Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfor and his dog. Insider calls
the last word.
Yes, brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today. Shop more than 25,000 new and used cars. Driveway's nationwide inventory. You can also hear Jason with Brian Baldinger. Baldy's Breakdowns, new episodes every week. Just search Baldy where you find all your podcasts. Really interesting stuff from Jason, as always. Kevin Colbert, Hall of Famer, no question, he says. Contributing category, I would guess, Jim. But, Canton, another trip to Canton, Jim. Get ready. Yes.
Can't get enough of that.
No, not at all. Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates. Fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates remind you to text responsibly. What's our programming note about our guy, Dan and Hughes from Chiefs Radio?
What we're going to try it again tomorrow, same time, 8:30.
8:30, okay. We're going to be joined
Hughes.
By him. Okay.
Wasn't a time zone issue, though.
No.
It was
a
not.
Phone issue.
Yes.
Okay.
Got that private number that we're dialing in from, right?
Yeah.
So that shakes a lot people of
people. People get squirrely sometimes.
They do. They don't want to answer. Jim, do you answer? I don't answer any numbers unless it comes up with a name on it.
I answer that one just because I'm like, if the PM team says you're coming on at 3:30,
right.
And I see the
you're expecting
that number. But yeah, the KDKA though, when they call you from KDKA,
right.
It says KDKA.
Well, KDKA AM. You mean
if the PM team tells you they're going to have you on at 3:30, they don't actually get around to you till like 3:30.
Well, that's why they say 3:20, and that's why I said 3:30.
Jimbo firing darts all day. I like it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.